Shalom to all. Today we're with Masechas Avos, Perek Daled, Mishnah Daled, and Tezvav. And today's Mishnah is being learned b'schos Esther Bas Rachel, Shishi b'zarchet Fine, Ruzivik Hagun b'karav Mamish. The Mishnah tells Reb Noirai, Omer Reb Noirai says it's actually machlokes who Reb Noirai is because it's not his actual name; it's a nickname, if you will. So there's a question of who this is referring to. What does he say? Have a goyim kaim Torah. A person should exile himself to a place of Torah. He's living in an area for whatever reason, and there's no Torah there. There's no yeshiva. There's no talmid chachamim. There's no proper place to learn. He should exile himself to a place of Torah, which means he has to move to a place. Even though it's uncomfortable for him, it feels like he's in exile. He's got to go to a place of Torah. Baltimer, don't say Shitava Acharecha is going to come after you. Don't say, you know what, I'm going to stay where I am, and eventually the Talmid Chacham are going to come. They'll eventually build a yeshiva here. Don't say that. And also don't say Shechaverecha Yikaimua B'Yadecha, that your friends are going to establish in your hands. Meaning, God tells himself, I live in a place that doesn't have Torah, but it's no issue. My friends, they travel, they learn, and they're going to come back and they're going to teach me. And also, Vel Bina Schal Tishayin, don't rely on your own wisdom, on your own Bina, on your own understanding. Don't think, look, I'm a Talmid Chacham, I know what's going on, I don't need anybody else. All these are great excuses a person might have. The bottom line is, a person has to exile himself to a place of Torah, be in a place of Talmid Chacham where there's a yeshiva where he could grow and develop properly. Now, another understanding of this is, don't say that the Torah is going to come to you. The reason why you have to push yourself to go to a place of Torah is because the only way you're going to grow is with your friends helping you learn Torah, so it's not good enough for you to stay where you are. You have to go to a place that has Torah, not only so that you could learn Torah yourself, but also you could have chaverim, friends, colleagues, other chachamim that you're going to be able to learn with so they could help you grow in Torah. Moving on to Mishnah Tazvav, Rabbi Yane says, Ein biyodeinu lo mishalos rishayim v'af lo misurei hatzadikim. One understanding of Ein biyodeinu means that we don't know why. We don't understand why rishayim, evil people, have shalva, peace, serenity, calm, that they have money and a good life and everything seems gishmak for them and everything's going fine. We don't understand that, and we also don't understand why tzaddikim, the Talmid Chacham, tzaddikim, great midas, wonderful people, why they have yisurim, trials and tribulations, afflictions, difficulties. We just simply don't understand that because we don't understand the ways of Hashem. Now, another way of understanding this is Ein biyodeinu. We don't fit either of the following two boxes. Loi mishalvas harashayim. We don't have the peace and serenity and calm and ease that rashayim have, which is wonderful. That's a great thing because that means that we're not rashayim. So that's at least one thing to be thankful for, that since your life is not shalva, that means that you're not a rasha. But also, we don't have the yisurim tzaddikim have. Tzadikim have a special type of yisurim called yisurim shal ava, and we don't have those types of yisurim. Our yisurim don't fit that box, which means that we're not tzadikim. We're basically in between, so we have a lot to work on and to grow and gain. Now, Rav Masi Menchar says, having makdim b'shalom kol adam, a person should proceed. He should always give shalom, say hello, shalom aleichem, to every single person. He should be the first guy to do it. The Gemara says about Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai that no one ever preceded him in saying shalom aleichem. He was always the one to say hello first, and this is the way to treat every single person, even a non-Jew. Also, v'haveh zonav la'aroyos v'alti rosh l'shualim. It's better to be a tail for lions and not the head of foxes. Meaning, if a person has two options, he could either be in a group of people who are considered like lions. They're tzaddikim, they're talmid chachamim, they're wonderful people, but they're way beyond his league. And if he was to be hanging in their company and be in their chevra, he would be considered just a tail, like an insignificant little person. Or he has an option of being among foxes, that he's among people who are not so chashav necessarily. They're not the most special, not the greatest, not tzaddikim, not Talmid Chachamim, and he could be among them, and he would actually be their rosh, he would be their head, which seems to be pretty chashiv. It's better to pick the first one. It's better to be among lions and be just considered a tail, an insignificant part, as opposed to be the head of foxes. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow's Mishnah Tez Zayin and Yud Zayin. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.